This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a not small number of homes in this country that still use septic tanks to take care of their wastewater because building a full-blown sewer system can be an expensive municipal proposition. In fact, in Tennessee in the past 5 years, only two cities have done that, built a sewer system. And one of those cities, which is really a small town just outside Nashville, has been finding that building sewers can indeed help with economic growth. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has that story.
Until recently, when you flushed a toilet like this one in Eagleville, you could end up with a puddle in your backyard. That's the problem with old, faulty septic systems. When working properly, they filter waste and only send water into a drip field. But when broken or overwhelmed, they're a smelly health hazard. So for years, raw sewage in the streets plagued Eagleville's small business strip. And that troubled Mike Zelenik. He owns a restaurant in a nearby city. And a couple of years ago was considering another one for Eagleville's 650 residents.
Yeah, we were not going to open if we couldn't get tied into the new sewer system, because you just can't do business that way.
He waited, and when the sewer did come online, he signed the lease for a building that had failed as a restaurant under different owners before. To test the system's capacity, kitchen staff opened all the faucets and ran the industrial dishwasher and flushed all at the same time, and no problem.
Customers that live in the area that know Eagleville have commented how much different it is when they walk into the building that they don't notice it. You know, you just don't notice that odor anymore.
Nearly a fifth of U.S. households still use septic systems, and that's particularly true for rural towns in the South and the Northeast. In Eagleville, getting to this point took decades. Mayor Travis Brown, a part-time mayor and auto repair shop owner by day, says the city didn't have a way to pay for a system. Eventually, a grant and a low-interest loan covered the $3 million cost to serve 150 properties. But there was also local resistance, with residents worried about higher bills. Mayor Brown drives to one neighborhood where he helped persuade a homeowner a couple years ago to give up her septic system. As they met in her yard, water came trickling through the grass.
And she's like, "What just happened?"
A neighbor had flushed.
And she's like, "Where do I sign?"
In that moment, the woman's concern about an unhealthy septic system outweighed her worries about a higher bill, which now runs about $50 a month.
I mean, because that's, you know, where her kids were playing in that same backyard, and you're thinking that they've got wastewater running across her yard every time somebody flushes, every time somebody uses their faucet, every time, you know, somebody runs their washer. It's just crazy to think about how bad some of the systems were.
That whole neighborhood is now tied to the modern sewer system. There have been some growing pains and a few leaks in the new pipes, but the town is starting to see developers express interest in building. That's proof, officials say, of sewer as economic stimulus. The first new subdivision has been proposed, 50 homes on 18 acres, and the first dentist office is opening soon. City Manager Andrew Ellard has tracked an uptick in property sales and building permits. And with more residents, maybe as many as 150 if families move into the subdivision, there's the prospect of additional tax revenue for the town.
Adding that to our current population of only 650, I mean, we're talking a pretty good moving of the needle there, 20% or so population growth over the course of just a couple or few years.
That's the kind of growth that larger cities nearby that have sewer systems have already seen. Eagleville will still be a small city, but one with a sewer. Down below and out of sight, helping it to grow. In Eagleville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.